We want to talk about love. Is that all right? Amen. We want to talk about love. We want to talk about love. And we want to talk about love in its purest form. Love in its purest form. And love in its purest form is actually God. It's actually God. We wouldn't know what love looked like if it wasn't for God. We would have never heard or experienced love if it wasn't for God Himself. So I'll talk briefly about love. Walk with me to 1 John. 1 John, chapter number 4. We'll start our walk and talk about love. If I was to sing, I'd sing Love Lifted Me. When nothing else could help. When nothing else would help. When nothing else wanted to help. Love lifted me. But love was lifted up on the cross. Jesus, he even declared, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse number 8. We're in the conversation that the writer John is having. And he makes a statement here in verse number 8 that bears us paying close attention to. I have the Amplified version of the Bible. Here's what it says in verse number 8. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him. For God is love. That's a powerful statement right there. Because there's a lot of feelings that are going around. There's a lot of feelings going around. But the pure expression of love, in order for an individual to experience love in its purest expression, you have to be acquainted with God. Because God is love. So you can't even begin to fix your mouth to say the words, I love you, to a human being. And have the full measure, velocity, strength, and authority and power of what that encompasses without knowing God. Because God is love, and God has to teach us how to love. Now, that might be hard for some to swallow, but that's a reality. The Bible says, he who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love. Now, you may be able to like somebody. You have a strong like for somebody. You have a strong desire to be with an individual. And if we be honest, that like has a partner that runs parallel with like oftentimes, and it's lust. Let's just put it out there. Huh? Like and lust work together. Huh? I mean, we can see that evidently in the world. And sadly, we can see that even in the church. Like partnered with lust. And then there are consequences and circumstances that come from those partnering without this love that God is. All right? This might not be the Valentine message you expected, but it's sure enough what we need. Because there's too much being controlled by like and lust that's tearing up the image of love that God expressed. I hope y'all invite me back next week. But this is what we need to understand. All right, so now God goes on and he demonstrates what love really is. Verse 9, in this, the love of God was manifest. It was displayed. Everybody's looking for love. But you're looking, I got to borrow it. I hope I don't have to pay no royalties. But you're looking for love in all the wrong places. The place to look for love is to God. In this, the love of God was made manifest. It was displayed where we are concerned. In that God sent his Son, the only begotten or unique Son, into the world so that we might live through him. Now that's some love for you. Not only is that love for you, that's love to you. Here is the display or the manifestation of the love of God. And then verse 10 says, in this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Now that's love. That's love. We didn't love God. Because, again, without a relationship with God, we really don't know what love is. So how can we love God without a relationship? And how many of us really love our enemies? We tolerate them. We put up with them because we have to, and we don't want to deal with the repercussions of doing what we really want to do to our enemies. Because we like our freedom. We don't want to be behind bars for doing away with our enemies. But if there was a way that we can do away with our enemies without being behind bars, surely some of us would take that option. Surely. If we can get away with it, it'd be fewer people walking on the face of the earth. Because of how we feel for our enemies. Now imagine if we could do that to our enemies. We would maybe even venture to think in our human minds that would make us feel better. Because I won't have to worry about this enemy. But can I tell you, can I remind you that we were the enemies of God? And the Bible says in Romans, but while we were yet enemies of God, Christ died for us. Now that's some real love right there. We weren't fake enemies of God. We were the real enemies of God. Our whole life was against God. We were born in sin and shaping in iniquity, every last one of us. But while we were the enemies of God, God displayed his love. See, you can't love unless you know God. I don't know what you want to call it. But you can't love in its purest form. Now, I know there's filial and there's agape, but I want to deal with the pure love of God. All right? Because that's important. We have the love of God. Those of us who've been born again of the water and of the Spirit, there is no excuse for us not displaying and manifesting the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We have it. We have it. Now let's examine some of the characteristics of love. Let's walk to a familiar chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But I want you to keep in your mind that God is love. And as we read these verses, if you can, just in your mind, transfer love and put God there. You see? And this hopefully will give us a better view of what the love of God is and a better view of how we should operate in God's love. Because we are the recipients of God's love. All right? Very familiar chapter, but we need to be reminded of these things from time to time. And I figured since some people are enjoying the festivities of a Valentine's Day, it's a good time to let us know what real love is. I'm not saying don't give candy, flowers, whatever, but if Valentine's Day is the only day where you make an attempt, there's something wrong. Huh? It's something wrong. If Valentine's Day is the only day where you open the door, oh, Lord, help me here. You get some flowers on Valentine's Day, and then the week after that, or the day after that, is business as usual. Houston, we have a problem. If Valentine's Day turns into horror night, there's a problem. Because, see, you have to be careful that of following trends and fads, you see, because you can get caught up in a lot of things. But I believe the love of God will settle you and ground us and make us consistent on a daily basis. That wasn't in the notes. That was just free. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse number 1. This is very familiar. Paul is speaking here under the direction of the Holy Ghost. He says, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in us. See, that's the crux of it right there. God's love for us and God's love in us. He said, I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Verse 2, if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. That's powerful right there. You mean you got all these things working for you? You know, you got all kind of faith. You can speak in tongues, and you're prophetic. You're flowing in the prophetic, not the pathetic. But if I don't have God's love, he says, I'm nothing. I'm a useless nobody. Verse 3, even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food, and if I surrender my body to be burned in order that I may glory. See, you got to check your motives. Why are you doing what you're doing? Huh? In order that why you want somebody to say, ooh, look at him. Ooh, look at her. She's so faithful, dedicated. Well, you got your reward right there. Don't look for nothing from God. Mm-hmm. He says, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. All right? Now, verse 4 gets into a description of love. Now, again, for the sake of our talk, let's translate love into God, because we read a scripture that said God is love, right? So, verse 4 says, love endures long and is patient and kind. So we would translate that God endures long. I'm so glad that God endures long. Huh? And I'm so glad that God is patient and kind. That's what love does, and that's what God does. And those of us who have the love of God in us, this is what we should do. This is what real love looks like. Love is never envious or nor boils over with jealousy. You see that? God is never envious nor boils over with jealousy. Although in one scripture he said he's a jealous God because he don't want us worshiping nobody but him. When we consider the lengths that God has went to secure our salvation, he has every right to be jealous in a good sense, huh? Because he provided our salvation. All right? Love is not boastful. God is not boastful, is he? Neither should we be. Or vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. Love is not high-minded. Love takes the low road. You see that? Love is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. Love doesn't say, look, I got you this, I got you that, I got you this, and I got you that. Love has an eye problem if love is operating like that. Love is not conceited. It's not arrogant. It's not inflated with pride. Love is not rude. It's not unmannerly. Love has manners. Love has etiquette, if you will. And does not act unbecomingly. See that? Love knows how to act under all circumstances. Lord, have mercy. We're going to have to change our perspective, aren't we? Some of us. Love knows how to act. Love just knows how to act. Love instinctually knows how to act because love acts like itself. It acts like love. All right? Love. God's love in us. Oh, here's one that we need prayer on right here. Love, God's love in us does not insist on its own rights or its own way. Help us here today. You got to have your own way. You got to have your own. That ain't love. Love says, okay. We'll do it your way. Love says, okay, what do you want? Not what I want. Love does not please itself. It's real quiet in here today. Real quiet. For it is not self-seeking. Oh, help me here. Lord is not touch. Love is not touchy. Help us. Or fretful. Or resentful. God don't act like that. No, I can't demonstrate this. Don't touch me. Who are you? Love don't hold grudges. Resentful. You remember? I apologized. And you told me you accepted my apology. Love don't lie. And then you don't want me to touch you. You don't want to hold my hand. You don't want me to put my arm around you. What? Huh? I'm on the couch, and you on the love seat. I come to the love seat, and you go to the couch. Y'all laughing. Love don't operate like that. Are you reading what I'm reading? No real love. All right. Think about how long in our lives before we got saved, we was running in the opposite direction of God, and love was pursuing us. Huh? We didn't want nothing to do with God, and love was pursuing us. Come on. Come on. When God cornered us over here, we got up because we felt uncomfortable. We didn't know what this love was. We were looking for some other stuff, but here, love was here all the time. God was here all the time. Huh? Love is patient. Love is patient. Love don't seek its own. Love seeks the best for the object that is the object and the affection of love. God seeks the best for us. When we were hard-headed, stubborn, didn't want nothing to do with God, wanted to make our own way, God was still pursuing us. Said, come on, come on, give me a chance. Give me a chance. It's like, if you will allow me to use this illustration, there's a decent young man, rarity, but there's a decent young man who works hard, has a job, works hard, and he has, for the most part, good morals. He works a steady job, he's not abusive, he has a nice personality, and he's pursuing a young lady. He has a car. His car's not flashy. He has a car. His car's not flashy. But he gets up every day, he goes to work, and there's a young lady who sparks his interest. So he begins his pursuit. He's gentle, he's kind, he's polite, personable, and he tries to strike a conversation up with the lady, the young lady. And then there's Skibo. Skibo, you know Skibo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got a raggedy car, but it's bumping loud music. Right, you know Skibo. Y'all know Skibo. Right. And he ain't got no job. He don't have a job. And you know, he's cooler than ice and twice as nice. So he said, that's what Skibo said. He don't have no job or no prospects. Skibo's still living at his mama's house. Right? But then Skibo's going to roll up on you with some line. And here this young man is working hard, got his own place, and he's not inviting you to his place. And all Skibo want to do is hook up. And who you get in the car with? Not y'all. I'm just giving you an illustration. Huh? Skibo is the devil, y'all. Skibo is the devil. All right, so y'all don't tell Skibo I was talking about him. But Skibo is the devil. Right? And he pursues us with junk and trinkets. With junk and trinkets because he knows his end. See, Skibo got warrants, y'all. Yeah. Yes, he do. He got warrants. Huh? Yeah, Skibo got warrants. Yeah, he acting all cool and everything, but he got warrants. He knows that his time is about up. He knows that when the law catches him, he's going down, and he ain't getting out. Listen, the devil got warrants. Huh? He got a bench warrant from heaven. He has a reserve seat in hell. He's just trying to get you to go with him, all this flash. Don't fall for it. And here, Jesus, meek and lowly, humble, pursuing you with love, said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Mama, you don't want rest. You want skee ball. Don't fall for it. And skee ball will tell you, yeah, I love you. You know I love you. Skee ball lying. He's the liar and the father of all lies. Every time he opens up his mouth, it's a lie. I want to paint a contrast between the love of God and all that other foolishness that's out there. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights nor its own way, for it is not self-seeking, it is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account. Watch this. Love takes no account of the evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Love don't keep score on you did this, you did this, you did this, and you did this, and every time. Love don't do that. Look at the pure love of God. Huh? Look, how many sins have we committed against God before we got saved? Huh? All right, let's unveil the cover now. How many sins have we committed since we've been saved? And love loves us enough to put into his word that if we confess our sins, God is faithful, love is faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So love takes no account of the evil done to it. David said, against thee and thee only have I sinned. Every time we sin against God. We sin against love. But love takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Love suffers wrong, but doesn't hold an account, doesn't hold a ledger. I mean, that's beautiful within itself. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. That's what love is happy when right and truth prevail. Love don't get giddy if somebody got away with some mess that they ain't supposed to get away with. Ooh, that was good. You see that? Yeah, no. Love, that breaks love's heart, if you will. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Love is ever ready. Look at this. Love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Love sees good in all of us. When we don't even see good in ourselves, love said, no, there's something good in you. No. Love said, don't give up. There's a quality in you that love sees. You might not can see it now just because some of the things that you're going through. You might not can see it now because you've been bombarded with verbal assaults. You might not can see it now because there's some conflict in your family. You might not can see it now because there's some conflict on your job or there's some conflict in your interpersonal relationships. You can't see nothing good coming out of your life. No way, no how, no way soon or nothing. But love said, no, there's something good in you. God says there's something good in you. Love, hopes are fadeless. Love is going to always hope. Huh. Under all circumstances, love said, no, you're going to win. You're going to win. Skibo telling you, the devil's telling you, you're going to lose. Love endures everything without weakening. So love will go through some stuff and still remain strong and constant. You see that? Anybody love like that in here? I don't see no hands. I see some fans, but I don't see no hands. But watch this. God is love, right? And God's love is in us. So question, y'all will help me today, or you're helping me, well, you realize it now. Since God is love, and since God is in us, and his love is in us, what should love produce out of us? Good answer. Same thing. Love should produce love out of us. And it should be displayed. Not just on Valentine. All right? Love never fails. Never. Never fails. Never fades out or become obsolete or comes to an end. Love don't say, I've had it. I forget it. Did y'all know this was in your Bible? As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. It will lose its value and be superseded by truth. But love never fails. All right, let's turn back to the third chapter of the same book. Now, we've got a description. We got a description, 1 John chapter 3. We got a description of love, right? We had a declaration that if you don't love, then you don't even know God, and you never knew God, right? So we understand that in order for you to really love, you got to know God. You got to be in a relationship with God. Before, I'm trying to help somebody, before you get into a relationship with anybody else, get in a love relationship with God. And, all right, I'm out here now. And if the individual that is pursuing, or if you are the pursuer, and if the individual that you are pursuing, all right, men, if the woman that you are pursuing, because men should be doing their pursuing, let me fix that, huh? Men, before you pursue a love interest in a woman, make sure you have a real love relationship with God. Make sure that it's your relationship with God is not shaky or shady. Make sure. Make sure that the love of God is in you and the love of God is operating in you through and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And ladies, you are the pursuee. You're being pursued. Make sure before you entertain the thought of entertaining, even being pursued by an individual, that you have a real love relationship with God. Being led, controlled, and directed by the Spirit of God, which is in you. Make sure. Make sure. I understand, and I know that sometimes, their pursuit can develop, and one person may not yet have that relationship with God. And it can turn out where the individual, whether it is the pursuer or the pursuee, can be brought into a relationship with God. But a lot of that is going to depend on you. You see? A lot of that is going to depend on you. I'm not telling you that you can't pursue someone that is not saved yet. That's not what I'm saying. It would be better, if the pursuer was saved and the pursuee was saved. But with God, all things are possible. But here's the thing, though. Whatever your position is, pursuee or pursuer, I'm teaching now. Whatever your position is as the pursuer or the pursuee, don't you give in to your flesh. Because you have a standard of pure love to exemplify and manifest, which is the love of God. And love loves righteousness. So is he saying I can't talk to people that's not saved? That's not what I'm saying. But since you're saved, whether you are the pursuer or the pursuee, you got to live saved. You can't do what other folks do. You got to maintain, you will be respected. Oh, man. And Schemo will be rejected. if you maintain the holy standard. Huh? You can kick them knuckleheads to the curb. Because love wants the best. Huh? Wants the best. And the best thing for anybody is God. You see? So I don't know why I'm going this way, but I'm out here now. So before we get serious about one another, we need to make sure we're serious about God. And don't say you're serious about God when you know you're not. Just because you are physically and visibly attracted to me, or I'm physically and visibly attracted to you, quit playing that game, because you're both going to lose in that game. I'm trying to help somebody. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. I'm trying to set this in the right perspective, because there's too much like and lust going on. That's counterfeit. That is counterfeit. Don't let me become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to spare you. All right. Now we got an introduction. Oh, I got to move quick now. I'm sorry, because y'all want to go out and eat, don't y'all? Y'all want to go out and do y'all. Yeah, I know. Okay, I understand. Yeah, the flowers and the chocolate and the nice dinner and everything and the ambiance. That's good. That's good. But do that in March. Did you do any of that in January? Come on. What's going to happen when April comes? What's going to happen around July, November? Come on. Will they still be flowers? Oh, okay, all right. Come on. Yeah, I'm helping all of us. And guess what? I'm included in the us. Come on. See, we get there. Don't let me get there. All right, I got a problem. Here's this problem. Maybe y'all can help me. Yeah, how many corners did y'all pass by today? And y'all seen tables and tents and all kind of stuff with bunnies and flowers and hearts and balloons and everything. Now, this is just a commercial for Father's Day. All right. I'm just letting you know that. You can't walk on this for Valentine's Day, right? And watch when Mother's Day come around. This is just a shameless plug for Father's Day. I'm letting you know up front. When Mother's Day come around, it's going to be the same thing. Huh? It's going to be bunnies and flowers and hearts and zoom zooms and wham whams. You can't even cross the street on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. But when Father's Day come around, ain't nobody going to be selling the t-shirt. You can have free access of all the gas stations in Los Angeles, because ain't nobody going to be out there. Something wrong with that. That's just me. I know y'all pray for me in that area, but I find that really interesting observation. Where's the love for fathers? And guess what? In this congregation, we got some good fathers. I know it ain't Father's Day, but I'm going to applaud fathers today. Amen. We got some good fathers and some good examples right here in this congregation. Amen. Come on. Yeah, it's a little unorthodox because we're supposed to be talking about Valentine's, but come on, let's stand up for our fathers. Come on. That's right. Come on. Get out the box. Let's stand up for our fathers. Amen. You don't know how doubly blessed you are if you got a good father. Amen. All right. Amen. So I want to see at least a table come Father's Day. All right. Now, I got to move. I didn't know I was going to go this way, and maybe I won't finish this. But I wanted to try my best to paint a picture of what love is. Of what love is, and kind of give you a little view of what love is not. And having shared that, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, here's what he says. See what an incredible quality of love the Father has given. has shown, bestowed on us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. Look at that love. Remember our former state. We were the enemies of God. Huh? We were his enemies. And see what an incredible quality of love the Father has given. He has shown, he has bestowed on us that we should be permitted to be named, called, and counted the children of God. And so we are. We're the children of God. The reason that the world does not know and recognize us is that it did not know and recognize him. This points us back to what we read at the beginning. If we don't love, we don't know God. We don't know him, we don't recognize him. Now, a very familiar scripture that a lot of us know, and some of us grew up knowing this even when we weren't in the church. John 3:16, and I'm wrapping up. I'm not rapping, but I'm wrapping up. All right. Now, my attempt this morning was to show you love in its purest form and to show you who are the objects of love. The objects of God's love is humans, right? Right? And God poured his love out on us. Now, watch this. For God, I'm in verse 16 of chapter 3, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten, unique son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, and relies on him shall not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but have eternal everlasting life. Look at that. Look at that love there. You see that? In its purest form. Verse 17 says, for God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him. Love came to save our souls and save our lives. You see that? That's why Jesus came. And Jesus is the expression, he is the embodiment of the love of God. Now, he says in verse 18, he who believes in him, who clings to, trusts in, and relies on him is not judged. He who trusts in him never comes up for judgment. For him, there is no rejection, no condemnation. He incurs no damnation. So the wisest thing to do and the wonderful thing to do on a day when the world celebrates what they think is love is to give yourself in totality over to the one who is love, and that's God in the person of Jesus Christ. So I'm encouraging someone here today to make a decision to respond to the love of God. Make a decision. Make a decision to trust and believe in Jesus. Make a decision to cling to Jesus. Make a decision to rely on Jesus. Make a decision to give yourself wholly to Jesus, who gave himself wholly and entirely for you. Continuing reading. But he who does not believe, cleave to, rely on, trust in him is judged already. He has already been convicted and has already received his sentence. You're a dead man if you don't believe. You're a dead man if you don't receive. You're a dead man if you don't trust in, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ. He's the only salvation that is offered to you. And if you reject that, you're a dead man. because he has not believed in and trusted in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He is condemned for refusing to let his trust rest in Christ's name. What are you putting your trust in? Are you putting your trust in what Skibo, also known as the devil, can offer you? Are you trusting in his trinkets? Or are you putting your trust in the one who has secured eternal salvation and forgiveness of sins and has given the opportunity for you to receive that same love in you right now? Who are you putting your trust in? That's who you should put it in, Jesus. So, I'm inviting you on this Valentine's Day to experience real love. Experience the salvation that Jesus secured for every human being on the cross of Calvary. Experience the power that got him up from the grave on the third day, according to the scriptures. Experience the infilling of the Holy Ghost, which the Bible records is the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts. I'm inviting you to experience that. And those of us who have already had this experience, I'm inviting all of us to let the pure love of God be manifested as it is recorded in his word, because we are indeed living epistles known and read of all men. And we need to let love be manifested out of our lives. Amen? God bless you. We are the Apostolic Faithful Assembly Church. We're located in the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. We thank you for tuning in and viewing with us via